Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I'm Bruce Martell, M-A-R-T-E-L-L. Bruce Martell is a 31-year-old male who reports he injured his right knee at work on 125-21. Appeared he was stepping out of the dump truck and slipped down onto a pile of wood, causing it to slip out from under him. Appeared he did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a torn anterior cruciate ligament that was repaired surgically. Appeared he's no longer receiving any active treatment. Appeared in the paragraph per his claim petition, Mr. Martell slipped on logs and branches while getting down from his truck, causing injury to his right leg and knee. Appeared treatment records show he was seen at Inspira Urgent Care on 125-21. Period. He underwent x-rays of the right knee that were read as normal. Period. He was clinically evaluated and diagnosed with internal derangement of the right knee, for which he was quickly referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. There was concern for probable disruption of the right medial collateral ligament. Period. New paragraph. He then was seen orthopedically by Dr. McAlpin on 2/18/21. Period. He diagnosed pain of the right knee, comma, effusion, comma, acute medial meniscal tear, comma, and complete tear of the anterior cruciate ligament. Period. He recommended an MRI study be performed. This was conducted on 3/3/21 to be inserted here. Period. On 3/4/21, he followed up with Dr. McAlpin to review these results. Period. They discussed treatment options. And elected to continue physical therapy prior to pursuing surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph. On 4/26/21, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively, concurrent with physical therapy. Period. His progress was monitored by Dr. McAlpin. Period. Mr. Martell had persistent decreased range of motion of the knee. Period. Another surgery was then done on 9/13/21 to be inserted here. Period. Therapy was rendered again post-operatively. Period. This culminated in a functional capacity evaluation on 11/17/21. Period. It deemed Mr. Martell performed it with maximum effort. Period. He was deemed capable of working in the heavy physical demand category. Period. He saw Dr. McAlpin a final time on 11/18/21 when his current pain level was 1/10. Period. He found no tenderness at the medial lateral joint line. There was full flexion with full extension without collateral instability. There was no effusion detected. He was cleared to perform regular work duties without restrictions at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He had a rough texture and callus formation on his hands. Period. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the right knee was minimally reduced from 0 to 130 degrees of flexion with crepitus, considering 135 degrees to be normal. Paired motion of the left knee, both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. The rest of that is normal, knees normal, thoracic normal, and lumbosacral normal. Impressions on 125-21, Bruce Martel was exiting his truck and stepped onto a log. This caused him to twist his leg, but he was seen at urgent care the same day where he had x-rays that were normal. Perry then was seen orthopedically by Dr. McAlpin. Paired MRI was done on 3-3-21 to be inserted here. Paired impairograph physical therapy was rendered, but he remained symptomatic. Paired surgery was done on 4-26-21 to be inserted here. Paired he had additional physical therapy post-operatively, but had adhesive capsulitis. But this led to another procedure on 9-13-21. He participated in an FCE that deemed he was capable of returning to work in a heavy physical demand category. Dr. McAlpin's final exam on 11-18-21 was normal. New paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Martel found he ambulated with a physiologic gait with no limp or foot drop. He did not use a handheld assistive device for ambulation. There was virtually full range of motion about the right knee with crepitus but no tenderness. Provocative maneuvers at the knee were negative. He was able to walk on his heels and toes as well as squat and rise without difficulty. New paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. End.